Well, it's highly possible that the few companies that are still in operation, they will probably have awarded their staff something to that effect. But I think really to say if there's a large scale, you know, withdrawal and there's commotion at the banks would be, you know, exaggerating the case. I think withdrawals are very common at this time of the year, given that, you know, the government has been threatening and promising to pay bonuses. So those people that have got a few little bit of excess money might tend to withdraw the money so they can try and get do their shopping before the stampede that is caused by government bonuses and inevitable price increases.
We understand it's only the government that has made a commitment in paying these bonuses. Do you see any other companies following suit?
I doubt it. It was the commitments that were made by the government were obviously to do with electoral promises. And so many of the issues that they promised about, they are beginning to you know, retract them, include job creation and so forth, because they are claiming there are all sorts of things like sanctions. But it will be interesting to see how ZANU-PF can fulfill that obligation, given that, you know, there is so much legal money in government. And besides, they might have just done it to try and rattle the saber so that industry can also follow suit. But I think this is one of the array of false promises that we have to deal with for the next coming 5 years.